Welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show is coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail.
Welcome, welcome. We've got a great show for you today. Thank you for tuning us in and turning us on. Soar. Look, I think about this a lot. I spent most of my life as a young adult walking with my head down. I never picked up my head. And so, you know, the idea of soaring above the clouds or soaring like an eagle or soaring, period, was not a reality to me because my sphere of influence was what I could see on the ground. And I'm not alone in that. If you grow up in New York, a lot of us spend a lot of time looking at the ground, but that's not what the show is like with Serena Enigma today. You know, today what we're going to be talking about, and she's bringing this to you through a fabulous episode series she's doing that focuses on who we are and what does it mean to soar. That's what today is about. You know, do we know when our souls are tortured? Do we know when we are meant to walk with our heads up high, but for some reason, the painfulness of not being able to do that eludes us? Today, Serena is going to take us through that and so much more. We're going to talk about what does it mean to soar, to be up there, you know, to fly with the eagles, even if in fact the crows are nipping at you. Serene, thank you for today. This is really important because I think for a lot of people, we have a sense that we want to elevate, we want to soar, but we don't even know where to begin. So what does it mean to soar? What does it mean to you? And then how did you come to know the importance of it?
So what it means to soar is to basically live life with purpose, with intent. Waking up every day with the express intent of, I'm going to make this day the best day ever. Instead of waking up thinking, how is this day going to go? Or I just wish this day would be better than tomorrow. Soaring is living a fulfilled life and living that life on purpose and knowing that you're playing a part in creating that life and that life is just not happening to you.
Yeah. I mean, when we are talking about this, what we're really talking about is, you know, knowing that we're meant for more.
And that is true. And
right?
A lot of people do know that they're meant for more. That's the thing. A lot of people know that they're meant for more. They can feel it in their bones. They can feel it, but there's a disconnect. And usually that disconnect comes from that inner voice, that inner critic that's telling you that you're not enough. It's coming from lack of clarity. Because you can't listen fully to your inner self because you can't differentiate it from your inner critic. It's coming from a lack of belief in yourself. It's coming from a lot of things.
Yeah.
But deep down, we all know that there is something more that we're supposed to be doing.
Yeah. You mentioned the word fulfillment. I want to talk about that for a little bit because, you know, I remember doing a series on fulfillment. And what I said to the audience at that point in time is fulfillment is a subjective journey. It's mm-hmm. It's an inside job. But what does it mean for you? Because just reaching and flying high above the clouds without knowing why you're there or where you think you're going, not necessarily gets you to a place of fulfillment, but it might. What did fulfillment mean for you? What did that mean for you?
And you're very right. Fulfillment is going to mean different things for different people because it's going to vary based on our values, our beliefs, what we've been through, the conditioning, all of that. But fulfillment for me meant freedom to live my life how I wanted to live it, freedom to structure my days how I wanted to structure them. I'm a very busy person. I've got 4 kids, a dog. I have my business that I'm doing. I have other companies that I work with. So the freedom to have that, autonomy? Is that the word?
Yeah.
The freedom to have that autonomy and live life, structure my days like I want them to. And you have no idea how much stress that takes from you, how much happier you're going to be, how much healthier you're going to be in the long run, because now you have time to dedicate to you.
Yeah. And, you know, part of this we're going to talk about a little bit more, because part of the equation in looking at this, and we'll talk about it later on, is, you know, what are the things that hold you back from that? You know, and, you know, we're going to talk about that. And we now know that the statistics are showing the degree of anxiety and worry, clearly not as great as it was during the pandemic, but clearly not as good as it could be. We still have an after effect. But I want to ask you this. Part of looking at this is looking at fulfillment and looking at for oneself. What does it mean to have that sense, even though you're busy, but to know you're living on purpose?
And that's how you have to kind of structure, even though you have that time to do what you want to do and structure it the way that you have to or need to, you still have to structure it in such a way.
Yeah.
And a lot of people mess up on that also. There has to be prioritization. Priorities have to be in the right place, basically, for you to live in that manner. Because if it's not, then things are going to go awry real quick. Going to go real left.
Yeah. I mean, this is why this is such an important conversation. It's because I don't know that the people we're talking to, and I wanted to say this to everybody that's listening to this, and the people that are not, the people that you'll pass this on to, all of us have been given the capacity to soar. Mm-hmm. It's our birthright. It is part of an essential, it's who we are. However, we may get thrown a few curves, and those curves then alter the way we believe about ourselves. Let's talk about this. You know, what role does belief play, and how do we help people here get rid of these old constraints that are holding us back?
Gotcha. So your belief in yourself and your abilities is going to be very pivotal in this stage. You have your inner voice, you have your inner critic screaming at you during this stage that you're not good enough or you're not ready yet. All of these things. And it's talking to you out of fear. And guess what? Most people are listening to that because most people think that they are the thinker. So they're not looking at it from an objective place. And they're instead looking at it from a subjective place. And it's like, I really am not ready. This really is not the time. Yeah. And so that stops us. It freezes us in our tracks, that fear of going forward because of what may happen or what may not happen.
Yeah. I mean, when we're in this mode, I mean, I want to ask you this question, and I'm just curious about it. You have been through, and you mentioned a few of them, your own challenges, your own obstacles, you know, what have you been able to do and how have you done it to really silence your inner critic? Because if we can't do that, I mean, we're doomed. I mean, I know this, I ran into it yesterday. I play a sport and I ran into it yesterday in a sport. You know, my inner critic was playing the sport, not me. And I'm like, what the heck happened here? But how have you learned to silence your inner critic? Because if we can't do that, we're not moving.
Right. And it's good that you were aware of that.
But whatever. I was aware of it though after the match, though. That's the, you know, like, okay. Yeah.
So one of the ways that I found that you can silence your inner critic is to get to know you, get to know who you are, what makes you tick. And what I mean by that is, one, there's a very simple exercise that a lot of people do where you write down all of the things that you've done well in your lifetime. So I suggest doing that one. And then also get comfortable with sitting down and going over your strengths and your weaknesses, get to know them. The weaknesses also, a lot of people don't like to focus on the weaknesses, but get to know them as well as your strengths, get comfortable with them. And all of this combined is going to give you a greater view of who you are. And that in and of itself is going to empower you to take those steps forward.
I got to ask you this question. I know we're going to talk about it more when we come back from break, but we think that by getting to the place of soaring, that we have arrived.
Yeah.
And when I, right? And when I talk to people, whether it's soaring or elevated, whatever the language is, we're shooting for this thing that you just described so beautifully. It is not quite the end game, but yet some people think it's the end game. And I don't know about you, the women that I coach, when I find them at that place where they, I have achieved, I'm top CEO, I'm top in tech, I'm blah, 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 they're still not fulfilled. So can you talk about this idea of soaring and how it is not the end game?
Right. Definitely not the end game. So what you're going to have to do is change your mindset to this is not the end game, but this is the journey, basically.
Yeah.
And that's what soaring is. It's one more step on the evolution of your soul. That is what it is. And when a lot of people get to those points, when you say that they're not fulfilled, when they get to that point, it's because some people, they don't realize that it is not the end game. And there's still work to do. There's still going to be issues. There's still going to be obstacles. There's still going to be things that pop up in your path. So when you say, is this the end game? No, ma'am. This is not the end game. It just puts you in a better place to fulfill your destiny.
Yeah, it's so funny. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, we're going to really nail this down for those of you out there, because when we come back, we're going to talk about what is most important to remember. You know, it's fascinating. I had a friend call me from Alaska about a week or so ago. And she was like, you're not going to believe whatever. I got just a message I got like on the phone. You're not going to believe it. And then I finally talked to her and she said, the birds flew south early. And I thought about that in the context of this show, because one of the things that we know about soaring and when you're talking about elevating yourself, there are more unknowns than knowns. And so when my friend called me, I'm like, hello, you've been living in Alaska like how many decades? And what she said was, even in Alaska, there are some constants. And when things pop up out of the ordinary, like for those birds to be flying out of there at the time she said, caused her alarm that she wasn't prepared for. When we come back, talking about obstacles, talking about things to remember, and most importantly, when you step into the energy of this, like Serene just talked about, you're stepping into a place where there are going to be some things that are known, but there are going to be a lot of things that are not. Let's take a short break. We'll be right back. Hey, everybody. Oh, my goodness. We have got talk radio for all of us.
Really, thank you for blazing the trail for women in talk radio and just being such an inspiration to me and so many other people. What you're doing is so awesome. And, you know, without people like you there to like really step out of the box and go for it, I don't know if someone like me would have ever ended up here, but I'm so happy to be here. And I just want to thank you for everything you're doing. You're one of my major inspirations.
Do you want to become a host? Start your own podcast to inspire, persuade, and influence others on what you're passionate about? At the Transformation Network, we can help make your talk radio dreams happen. Let's take your hopes, dreams, and passions and put them on air today. Email us at host@transformationtalkradio.com. to learn more about becoming a host of your very own show.
Boy, does this feel like good times today. It's so great to have all of you tune us in and turn us on. I love it.
Activate your DNA with the Light Codes of Creation.
Are you ready?
Everybody, welcome back. We're talking about soaring. And you know, when you soar like an eagle, you're flying up there. You're just like, you're up there. You're in the flow, the wings, the air beneath your wings, all of that stuff. Great stuff. But how you get up there, and when you're up there, how you stay up there, if you want to stay up there. Serene Enigma is joining me here today. She has a fabulous podcast. This is what we're doing today. But before we go on, because this next part is really very important. How do people find out more about you? How do they work with you? How do they participate in courses and anything else you have?
Awesome question. So if you guys would like to know more about me, follow me on Instagram. There's a link in my bio. If you click it, you just hit the Wake Up Level Up Soar button, and it's going to give you more information on how you can work with me, how we can work one-on-one, give you more information on my new course, Soar, and also my new monthly group coaching program.
Yeah. People always comment that almost every picture I have, I got some kind of trees or something in there. I got a giant tree. Well, I live with giant trees. You got giant trees behind you, right?
I love trees.
I love trees. I love them. But there's a certain level of respect and appreciation. Now, I have a friend that has so much respect for the ocean, and so do I. But there's something majestic that we've seen in the level by which something can grow and be that strong. That's what we're talking about now. What is the most important thing that being able to soar, what is required for that?
What is going to be required? The most important thing is going to be taking that leap of faith. And that is where many of us get stuck at, because it's scary. Any type of real significant change, it is scary. It can be real daunting at first. And that's because we live our day-to-day lives, we already feel like we're on some type of ledge, right? Most of us. And so when we have to be on that pedestal, that ledge, and now it's time to jump off, it's like, oh no, I can't do it. I'm not going to do it. It's a very scary thing. And that is what stops a lot of people from soaring, that lack of courage and being able to take that leap of faith.
Yeah. I mean, it's a showstopper. It's what you call it. It stops everything. And people say, and let's just talk about this for a minute. Everyone has their own version of what that leap of faith looks like. For many people, you know, their leap of faith is enormous, right? Or seems enormous to others, but to them, it may be not that enormous. But here's the thing I love about a leap of faith. It is without judgment. It is judgment-free. Faith is judgment-free. Mm-hmm. When you have that faith in something you do, nobody's sitting there saying to you, oh, what you're about to do, that's just so lame. That's not worth it. Why are you worrying about it? Why do you need a... Nobody's doing that except what? That inner critic.
Exactly.
So, right.
So I helped to name that inner critic.
Did you?
Give it a name. Mine's name is Myrtle.
Yeah, very good. But you know, this is part of the steps to take the leap of faith. Tell us what you've learned on some of the steps that help us do that. First of all, naming that inner critic is fun.
Okay.
I have one. Mine is Dr. P. Diddy. Oh, I hope Sean doesn't call me. Okay. So yeah, we're going to probably have to cut that out. But what are some of the steps?
So the steps I've found, one, getting clear with your intuition, that inner voice. Get clear and learn how to differentiate that inner voice from that inner critic. And that's why I said it might help to give your inner critic a name, because it helps you reframe how you think about those thoughts, instead of thinking that those negative thoughts that are guiding you away, further away from your dreams and goals, instead of thinking that those are you, that's you thinking those thoughts, you give that entity a name, and now you can start observing instead of listening to it and following its advice. Yeah. And that's going to help you. That's going to help you to build that courage that you need to go ahead and take action, take that leap of faith, whatever that may mean for you.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, you know, it's very difficult to really look at ourselves in a way that helps us move forward without being awake and aware. I mean, you have to have both. You know, a lot of times we're awake, but we are just not aware. You know, we go through life just trotting along. But let's just talk about this for a minute. You know, when we take these steps and we have the courage, because it does take courage to move ahead, what have you found is the most giant obstacle, right? What have you found to be the thing for you that you said, this is like a boulder going, I'm just trying to roll this boulder up the hill. It's like 3 tons, but I'm going to roll it up that hill.
Yeah. For me, it was that lack of clarity. Again, that intuition piece. I've always been a very intuitive person, but like when it came to me and things in my life or decisions that I had to make, I knew the answers intuitively.
Yeah.
But it's like that fear, it just kept coming, like that inner critic, that voice, Myrtle, just kept talking to me. And I'm like, I know what to do in my heart. Like I can feel it. But when you have that dialogue, that inner dialogue, it does weigh on you, especially if you can't differentiate it, especially if you don't even, if you're not even aware that it's not you. So that's what I've learned is like the biggest thing. That was the biggest thing for me.
I agree with you on that because I wasn't kidding. I mean, I'm doing something yesterday and I mean, I knew I could hear my inner critic, but I wasn't awake and aware enough to know that was my inner critic, that I could stop it in a minute. And that's the work that you do to help people. I mean, we're not just talking about things that get in the way, but you have created a body of work now to help people navigate through the winds of criticism, whether they be from us or not.
Yeah. And it is not just that either. It's like, we have this sense of, I keep coming back to comfortability, but it's this sense of when there's a change that needs to be made or we have to make that jump. It's that sense of, we know already like how it is on this side and right now and here. But if I take this jump, I don't know what's going to be on the other side of this cliff. I don't know what's going to be waiting for me. I don't know if I'm going to soar or glide or fall or plummet. I don't know. So it's like that fear of the unknown, but like that unknown piece, that's the beauty of it because now you get to create it. Like there's beauty in the unknown.
Yeah.
And a lot of people have to come to that realization.
You know what else there is in the unknown? Unlimitedness.
Yes.
Yeah. You see, the known, by the very fact that we know it, puts a boundary around it, puts a limitation around it. But the unknown has no limitation.
Yep.
Right? It has an energy by itself that is so vast. And if we could do what you just said, is if we could literally understand what you just said, then when we kick those steps into gear that you shared with us, we're living in a world of unlimited possibilities.
Yep, exactly. Yeah. Exactly. And then you get to create that life that you've always envisioned, the life that you know that you should be living, but you're not.
Yeah. I mean, a couple of things. I want to really bridge it to, you know, motivation. Look, I both of us know a lot about this, you and me. We know about motivation. We know about belief. But really, we've got to convert that energy into action. What have you found to do that? Because it's really kind of one thing to be sitting around, be motivated and sitting around, have your beliefs change. But then that doesn't automatically get you to take action.
It doesn't. And you got to figure out what motivates you first and foremost. For me, growth motivates me. It's one of those things. And I look at it as I was thinking about going back to school for my master's. And the way I look at it is these 3 years or three, whatever years, they're going to go by. I'm going to be 40 here soon, whether I have my master's or not. So if this is something that I really feel that I need in my life to progress me, then I'm going to go ahead and do it. Like, that's my motivation.
Yeah. Oh, you nailed it. Because those 3 years are going to move ahead. At the end of three years. How are you going to feel at the end of 3 years? Are you going to feel like you moving ahead with them? Or are you going to feel like, oh, I just laid back there 3 years ago and, oh boy, they went ahead. So what you're talking about is really taking a vision out 3 years, understanding what the opportunity is in front of you. And that opportunity will enable you to soar higher.
Yep.
Right.
And you're going to grab that opportunity when you can, or it's going to pass you by. And I, for one, would rather grab it when I can. I'm one of those people, I like to do things right the first time. I'm like a perfectionist. It's a bad thing. It's like really a weakness for me.
Well,
the first time. So grabbing it when I can, that's when I get it.
You got to get it. Look, thank you for today. I'm telling everybody out there, I mean, we're just talking about one thing for you, and that's going back to school. I went back to school at age 40. And no, actually, it was 42. And I went back for a master's degree, and then I went on. And the people around me had so much judgment. Why do you need to do that? What are you doing? You know, how old are you going to be when you get it? And I'll tell you, I shut that dialogue up like it's nobody's business.
As you should have. Look at you now.
And look at you. Look at you. One last thing. How do people find out about you? How do they work that? I never thought that I would be going back to school so that, you know, people could call me Dr. Pat, but there you go. Yes. Yes. How do we find out about you?
Again, follow me on Instagram. It's at SerenaNigma_1111. Click the link in my bio. The Wake Up Level Up button is going to be right there. Go ahead and click it. It's going to give you all the information that you need to find out more on my new course, SOAR, and also my new monthly group coaching program.
Well, I'm going to say this to you. I'm going to acknowledge you in advance, Dr. Serene. For your movement ahead and all the work you're doing to help so many other people. Thank you so much for this show today.
Thank you.
A message that we all needed to hear, but it was a message I needed to hear especially. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Wow. All you out there, please don't sit on your dreams. I mean, you know what happens when you sit on something? That's like a whole visual you want to be thinking about, but don't sit on your dreams. Come on. Open up your wings and fly. Serene Enigma, thank you so much for everything. Wow. Thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on. We'll see you next time.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.